lights out for the devil and Mr. O. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. We bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
This is Mr. O, Arch Obler. Who among us, and you're included, has not had the dream at one time or another of being superior to his or her fellow beings, to jump higher, to run faster, to dance better, to be more beautiful? We've all run the gamut, all of us, at various ages, of standing out from the crowd of humanity. That's what our story is about today, being different in a very special manner. We begin after a short pause.
See the leaf? Right here in my hand.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that a new leaf?
Yes, it is a new leaf.
Here, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Get it? Leaf? New?
What does that mean, to turn over a new leaf?
Well, in serious,
mm-hmm.
It means that you're going to have a little change.
From what to what?
From bad to good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, suppose somebody was crying.
They could switch from tears to a smile.
Suppose they were lonely.
They could go from loneliness to having somebody to play with.
Well, suppose somebody wasn't loved. Could they turn over a new leaf?
They could go from not loving somebody to loving somebody.
How do they do that?
All they have to do is try to love somebody.
Just try?
Yeah. It's easy to love people when you try.
Love makes all things new again.
Hey, what was that?
Another sound of love from the Franciscans.
And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights now and listen to Speed.
But my dear Mr. Finn, $5,000.
$5,000. $5,000. What do you think you're doing, bidding at an auction sale?
I am bidding for your services. And if a $5,000 retainer isn't enough, why, name your own price. I'm not here as an individual. I'm the representative of a group of casualty insurance companies who handle practically all of the burglary insurance in this entire area.
Now, if you're that important, talk important money. $10,000 cash.
Very well. I'll write you a check.
Fenn Detective Agency. F-E-N-N.
Yes, yes, yes.
$500,000 stolen in broad daylight and no witnesses. A very clever criminal, whoever he is.
But surely you don't believe only one man has committed all these crimes?
Whenever there is greatness, even in crime, the answer is a man. One man.
25 places robbed both sides of State Street. 25 stores robbed in the space of 30 minutes, and you talk of one man?
He's very clever.
No one man could rob 25 places, spreading over a distance of 3 blocks in the space of 30 minutes.
No?
Of course not. Banks and department stores and loan companies. Cash registers cleaned out. And not a clue, not a witness. The devil alone knows what this is all about.
The devil alone.
City morgue. Oh, hello, Chief. Yeah, he's been here 2 days in a row. Yeah, all he looks at is the bodies of the hit and run.
Hey, listen, Chief. Here he comes now. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to find out. Yeah.
Hiya, Mr. Finn. Early today, ain't you?
Quickly, show me the new ones.
Yeah, sure. Why not? The same kind?
Yes.
Okay. This one's name is it's on the tag here, Morrison something. Relatives ain't claimed him yet. Look at him. Smashed up pretty, ain't he?
He never knew what struck him.
I'll say he didn't. The way that skull... Well, I bet you he went out just like that.
I'm no longer interested in this one. Where's the next?
Coming up. Wait till I put this fella back on ice. Yeah, let me see. Where'd I put the dame? Oh, yeah, here she is. Kid. Whoever the rat was, his hair must have bust the front end of his crate. Look at her. Ain't much of her left to tell who she was, is there? Only identification on her was her first name in a book. Let me see, Libby. Yeah, that's what it was, Libby. Gosh, if this was my girlfriend and any hit-and-run rat did this, I'd find him even if I... Hey, Mr. Fenn, what's the matter? What are you laughing about? It ain't funny. It's a girl's face. It's smashed her. What are you laughing about?
I know. Now I know.
Read all about a hit-and-run driver killed
you,
old paper. Read all about a hit-and-run driver killed. Paper, mister, which one is these, sir?
No, I don't want a paper. I
want to
talk to you. Here.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Sanchez. What you want to know?
There was a little accident on this corner yesterday, wasn't there?
Yeah, sure. Some dame got her head almost cut off by one of them hit-and-run guys. See, you should have seen it made me so sick I couldn't eat.
Yes, but that doesn't concern me. What I want to know is... Did you see the accident?
You mean the car was done it?
Yes.
Well, no, not what you could really say. You seen it, no.
Speak up.
Don't get sore. I'm telling you, I was just closing up my stand, ready to go home, seeing I have my back kind of to the street. See, all at once I hears a whoosh and a dame screams, and then a whoosh again like one of them there race cars at the speedway, like she sees in the newsreels. When I turns around, there's a dame dying out there, and honest, mister, the hack's out of sight ready already. I don't see nothing, no, sir.
You don't see nothing.
No, sir. Why, that guy must have been going 100 miles an hour. He ain't even got lights on, no, sir.
Hey, you. Hey, you. Hold on there. I want to talk to you.
Are you talking to me, copper?
Oh, wise guy, huh? Listen, you, what's the idea of cross-examining everybody in this neighborhood?
Now, just a minute before you start using that nightstick, you better have a look at this.
Why... Oh, you're a private detective.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, no. How was I supposed to know that?
Well, you know it now. Tell me this. What do you know about the hit-and-run cases in this district?
Oh, that's bad, sir. But what can I do? Drunken rats driving without lights and giving no warning. We'll get them tonight, sir. Believe me, we will.
What do you mean?
There's going to be 10 squad cars touring this district.
Just a moment. One question. Have you been hearing any peculiar noises on your beat? Noises like an airplane motor when there wasn't anything in the sky?
Go on now. You're kidding me. Say, look at the time. I better get moving on me beat or the sergeant will be shooting his mouth off. Anything else I can tell you?
Yes. This restaurant we're in front of, is it a good place to eat?
Yeah. Bill Lewis's place is okay. He's off in Washington, but his wife's running it. Nothing like the Ritz, but it's okay. Well, I'll be seeing you.
You're mistaken.
What'll you have, sir? Nice dinner?
Coffee.
Piece of nice fresh pie. Apple, peach, cherry.
Apple.
Yes, sir, right away.
I beg your pardon.
Where did you come from?
I followed you in. I wish to speak with you.
I don't want to buy anything.
I am not selling. Just like you, I am asking questions.
Eh?
I have been watching you. All afternoon, you have been asking many questions.
What's that to you?
I am a Bellini, Dr. Bellini. I live in this neighborhood. I am interested in whatever goes on in it.
Ah, glad to meet you, Doctor. Maybe you can tell me. Have you heard any unusual noises during the late afternoon and evening hours? A noise you couldn't quite locate or explain?
Noises? What noises? You are a detective.
Why do you ask that?
As a physician, I pride myself on my powers of observation. You are a detective, eh, my friend?
Yes.
Then come with me. Do not raise your voice now. This gun in my pocket will kill you. Walk slowly toward the door. Make no noise. Now, open the door and step outside. I advise discretion. I will be close behind you. Now, walk beside me down the street. A gun in your side and you laugh? Why do you laugh? Tell me.
I've been looking for you, Dr. Bellini.
Yeah? Why?
I must know your secret. I must.
Very well. But there is a price to pay.
Price? What is your price?
Death.
We leave our The Devil and Mr. O's story of speed for a short message.
When you've got a family to feed, there are ways to cut high food costs. And we'd like to tell you an economical, tasty way to serve top-quality meat dishes. Today's answer is high-protein ham, H-A-M. Krakus and Atalanta imported Polish ham. When you buy Krakus or Atalanta Polish ham, there's no waste, no gristle or bone to throw away, and no water added. It's all lean, flavorful ham, right down to the last tasty bit. You can even use the small amount of jelly broth to make soups more nourishing or to create delicious gravies. And ham is also perfect for breakfast, lunch, snacks, and parties. It's the easiest food you can prepare because Polish ham is fully cooked when you buy it. So if you wish, you just zip open the tin, slice, serve, and enjoy from end to end. In these days of high food prices, ham is understandably in great demand by economical housewives. So you may find that your favorite market is temporarily out of certain sizes of fine imported Polish ham. Shipments are on the way, though, and we thank you for your patience.
And now back to our The Devil and Mr. O story.
So, now we will not be disturbed, Mr.
Mark Fenn.
Mark Fenn. The man who is willing to die to learn my secret.
I'll take my chances. Just tell me, how did you do it?
But first, I will ask you questions. You are either a very clever man, Mr. Fenn, or a very lucky one. How did you suspect it was only one man?
I knew. It had to be one man.
But how did you correlate the missing money and the dead in the streets?
30 minutes to collect $500,000 and cover 25 stores. I knew you'd have to move fast. I figured someone would get hurt.
You are very clever.
You did do it, didn't you?
Come, I will show you. You will be the first to know, and the last. Here, sit here.
Yes, yes.
Now, what do you see in my hand, Mark Fenn?
A bottle. It's full of oil.
Not oil, you blind fool. Power, the key to the world. Listen to me, Mark Fenn. One drop of this in the world is mine. You believe, Mark Fenn? You believe what I tell you?
But what does that stuff do? You've got to tell me.
Speed. That's what it gives. Speed. Faster, faster, faster. Every atom in me, faster. You do believe, Mark Fenn. You've got to believe.
But what? I don't understand it. What does that stuff do to
you? Oh, you fool. Why don't you listen?
But,
Speed. That's what it gives me. Speed. Every physical process, every mental activity, it speeds them up 10-20 times the normal rate. Faster, faster. Every molecule. Listen. The average man walks 3 miles an hour. One drop of this, and I walk 60 miles an hour. Now you know my secret. A chemical which speeds up my activities until I am a god among men. A drop of this, one drop, and I walk and I run and I talk and I think 20 times faster than any other man in the world.
Oh, no, that can't be.
No? Then watch. I drink.
Doctor. Dr. Bellini. Where are you, doctor? Where are you? Bellini.
I've never seen
Bellini. Bellini, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I don't understand. Stop it. Stop it, I say. Stop it. Bellini. You went away. Where? What happened to you? Why do you talk like that?
I told you all physical, mental processes speed up. Wait a second. Chemical effect will wear off completely.
That stuff, it makes you talk fast, is that it?
There. Effect is worn off. I'm back to normal rate again.
Where did you go? Where?
To prove to you that what I say is true. Look what I have in my hand.
Diamonds. Diamond necklace. Where did you...
From the window of that jewelry store 3 blocks away.
You were there and back in these few seconds?
20 times faster than any man can run, I ran in those few seconds. 20 times faster than any man can think, I fought in those few seconds. Now, do you believe, Marfan?
It was you moving at 100 miles an hour that knocked down those people and killed them. It was you moving so fast, they were not hurt. They were hurt, but not you.
Yes, it was I.
It was you moving so fast they couldn't see you who took that $500,000 in cash from those stores.
Yes, I.
Me too.
You?
Yes, me. All my life I've wanted. Bellini, the power you've got now, Bellini, I want it too.
But why? Why should I share it with you?
Because I can help you. Yes, that's it. I can help you. There's so much to do. You can rule the world, but you cannot conquer it alone. You'll need help, and I'll need help. You hear me, Bellini? I'll help you. I'll do anything you say, but you must let me join you. With the dream of all my life coming true. Power like God. Let me join you, Bellini. Let me.
Yes. I need a man like you. Together we will help the world.
And I say to you that this great and unprecedented crime wave which is sweeping our city is due entirely to the unholy alliance of crime and politics. Sweep the culprits out of office. And I say to you that our students will be able to talk to us.
Mayor, I'm doing everything I can do. I've sworn in 1,000 extra deputies. I've got the force working together.
And I tell you, fellow citizens, this alliance of the underworld and their masters can never be broken until we, the people, take matters into our own hands. Like the vigilantes of old, we must rise in our wrath and drive these vampires out of our fair city.
Destroy these vampires.
A revolutionist plot.
Unholy alliance of crime and politics. Oh, we have done well in these 10 days, eh, Mark Fenn?
Oh, I say we have, really. $10 million. Nobody in the world ever collected money that fast.
It was good letting you join me.
I told you.
All the places where money is, you know.
But it's not money alone we want, Bellini.
Oh, I know. We have been just, testing our wings.
And now we're ready to go.
Yes. A new concentrate of my chemical is ready. Today we have taken the city, tomorrow the world.
The world.
But now, while the city we have left behind us boils in the madness we have brought to it, you and I, we will rest, eh, Fenn?
You laugh again.
Why?
I was thinking of the fun I had this morning.
Oh, you mean when we liquidated your enemies?
Dead. Every mother's son of them. Everyone that ever laughed at
me. Yes, dead, every one of them. And you go on to new triumphs.
They never knew what hit them. That's the only trouble with moving so fast, Bellini.
You mean when you struck them at 50 times the normal rate?
Yes, it was like hitting them with a 6-inch shell. Their skull smashed in like empty eggs.
And you are disappointed because your revenge was over too quickly, eh, Mark Fenn?
Yes.
What if I were to tell you that my new concentrate, the one we will use tomorrow when we arrive at the seat of your government in Washington, what if I were to tell you that this new concentrate is infinitely more powerful than the one we have been using?
More powerful? How can that be?
Listen. The one we have been using increases the physical and mental rate 20 times. Is that not so?
Yes, talk, walk, run, and think 50 times faster.
So there you have it. With the new concentrate, talk, walk, think, and run an infinite number of times faster than normal.
You mean there's no limit?
No limit.
We'll move faster?
As fast as we like.
Say.
200, 300, 500, the limit will be our desires. A blur of light, here, there, the next place. Masters of men. Because compared to us, men are snails who crawl while we run.
Masters of men.
Look, I have brought the bottle. The new concentrate.
It looks the same.
Yes. Shall we try some, my friend?
I don't know.
We must try it sometime.
Yes.
It is the same basic formula as the other.
Sure.
I do not ask you to do what I will not do myself. We will take equal amounts and compare reactions.
How much will it?
Two drops each. I have two medicine droppers ready.
Yes.
The moment we swallow the drops, we will move toward the... You see that barn across the field?
Yes.
We meet there and see how fast we can move. Here are your drops, Mark Fenn.
I...
Surely you're not afraid, my friend.
Afraid? Me? Well, no, of course not. Give me those drops.
We drink together.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure.
The barn. We're lying by the barn.
We did get here. Mark Fenn, your clothes.
My clothes? Well, I'm naked.
I too. Mark Fenn, listen. We moved so quickly through the air, our clothes were torn off.
Yeah.
The new concentrate. Infinitely more powerful. We move through the air at a tremendous rate, hundreds of miles.
Lenny.
What?
Your lips, they're not moving, and yet I hear you.
Your lips, they do not move either, and yet I hear you, too. That cannot be.
What is it, Bellini?
Our reactions. The concentrate has speeded them up so intensely, we read each other's thoughts. No, do not move.
Why not?
The concentrate, it was too powerful. We must lie quietly until its effects wear off.
Yes, but... Bellini.
Ben... Why are you looking at me like that?
Your face.
My face?
Something's happening to it.
What? Speak up. What is wrong with my face? What? Yours.
What?
Your face. Creases in it. Lines.
And yours. That's what's happening to yours. Bellini. I feel, Bellini, what's happening? Tell me.
Age. That is it. Age.
Age?
Age.
What?
We are aging. We are aging.
Aging? What are you talking
the
about?
Concentrate. Our physical reactions, they have been speeded up too much.
Tell me. What's that got to do with...
Listen to me. The concentrate, it has speeded up our life processes to infinity. Every second is aging us a year. Every second.
No. No, I'm a young man, Bellini. You're lying. I'm not getting older. I'm not.
We are dying, my friend. Dying.
Oh, you lie, Bellini. I won't die. I won't die.
that dissolution works on in his flesh. Decay. No, I cannot die. Master of men, I cannot die. Master of death.
This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. About that novel I recently wrote, its title is House on Fire, and if you twist your bookseller's arm enough, you might get one. It's all about the devil taking over our world. You doubt that's possible? Well, stop and think. Aren't some of the things that are happening in the world impossible to answer rationally? Unless one considers that perhaps God, disgusted with what we've done with our world, has left us for a while and Satan and his cohorts have taken over. And speaking of Satan, he's personified in our next play. More of that after a message.
On a sun-parched desert, in a humid, tangled jungle, beneath the stars of a tropical seaport, these are the places that Hopis are found. Hopis, the people of Project Hope, sail to distant ports on a white hospital ship, or take up residence in our own Southwest with this common goal, to help others become medically self-sufficient. Project Hope's mission is not treat and run, it's treat and teach. Hopis teach medical skills to professional counterparts who are eager to learn new methods. And they teach willing workers with limited education the skills that help them contribute to the well-being of their own communities. Help Hope live on. Contribute to Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
This is Mr. O once more. Next week's play is titled The Shrinking People. It's a play about a husband, a wife, a lover, and a man who plays God or the devil. Next time, then, The Shrinking People. Later than you think.